You're listening to Rural Survival with Tim and Laurie Spencer on RBN, and today is caller's choice, so you want to give us a call. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Number is 1-800-313-9443, and at the moment we're speaking with Rick in Missouri. Hi, Rick.
Yeah, I'm in Rick. Yeah, good morning. Were you singing along? Good morning. You got caught.
Sorry.
I actually remembered to mute twice in a row. Oh, no, that'll be fine. I think this show could use some music. I do need to get out of Dan's way. What I would leave you guys with is real simple. It's you have to be insane not to be able to put a beet seed in the ground and have it grow. I mean, there's nothing to it. All you got to do is put water on it, and it produces such amazing amounts of food that I can't give them away fast enough. What is left over, the greens that aren't good enough to cook or give away, I give to the chickens. I mean, you talk about you can get a pound of bean seeds for about $3. It's just ridiculous at your local farm supply.
Right.
You practically give it away. So, and by the way, the turnips, same thing, turnip greens, you think we all know about that. That's a southern thing. You can cook those up same way, and then you get the turnips. If you will pull a turnip and slice it up, while it's brand new, it tastes just like a real mild radish. Sprinkle a little sea salt on there. Holy cow, are they good. Well, anyway, try that out. Try it out and see if I'm not right. Most people can get four rotations out of the beet crops because it's such a quick crop. Certainly, we can get two more if you got an empty bed. Give it a shot. Good show today, by the way. I'm having fun.
Well, thank you.
Not at all. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, have a good one, Rick. Thank you, as always, for calling. We always appreciate that information. Okay, folks, now we're going to Dan in Hawaii on Line 9. My fellow bubblehead, good morning.
Hi,
good morning, Dan.
Hi, Lori. Yeah, going a little slow this morning, but I'll do my best. American Indians used charcoal on their plants, and we're using that up here. It works very well, especially on young trees. So,
okay.
Can you hear me, Tim?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm listening.
Okay. So charcoal, that's one of the secrets. Now, years ago, I lived in Seattle. I came across a book by a woman named Ruth Stout. Forget the name of it. It was about mulching, how she used a really heavy mulch and would grow right through it, punch a hole in it and put a plant in there or put seeds. And this is back in the day when we didn't have all the chemicals in grass. But I found a company that cut grass, and the company had 5 or 6 trucks, and they started dumping grass. That's all they did was cut grass. And
right.
I had these huge piles of grass clippings, and they were huge. And they'd sit for about a year and a half and break down into pure worm castings.
Wow.
And then I had mulch on the garden. And that I grew through, it was about, maybe 10, 12 inches thick. And that was, again, that same grass. I got to the point where I couldn't put it in piles anymore. I didn't have room. So I just put it on the lawn in an L shape around two sides of the house. I had a beautiful garden. And those plants love that mulch. And especially I found that squash love that mulch. Through Yankton, South Dakota, there's a company called the Seed Company. I can't remember the name of it now. But they had a squash called a Snow King, and that thing got up, I would say, close to 300 pounds. And then when they get so big, they kind of squash down, so you can't roll them. But you couldn't pick it up. It was huge. And they really love mulch. So if you want to increase your production, I think mulch is the way to go. And now, the way I see it, I would throw a little charcoal on the top.
All right. So, that was what I was going to ask you, is where you put the charcoal. Do you know, if you needed to put it, you know, till it into the soil or just put it on top?
It doesn't seem to matter when we just planted more.
Go ahead.
We just planted more fruit trees up here on my street, and it went right in the soil. And then we topped it off a couple months later with quite a bit of cinder. And they're just beautiful citrus trees, just growing beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I think I'm a believer now in charcoal.
Wow, we're going to have to try that. You know, we're in a very fortunate position. Royal Oak Charcoal is about 6 miles, 7 miles up the road from us. And the employees can basically have as much as they want. We've got a lot of friends that work there. So it's very seldom that we actually buy charcoal. We usually have it dropped off at the house for free.
Yeah, we like those free things, especially dropped off.
Yeah. You know, don't get me wrong. We'll go pick it up occasionally, but it's nice when somebody comes over and brings 100 pounds of charcoal.
Yeah. Now, you know from being on the boats that how we filtered our water.
Right.
And if we wanted it for the reactor, we'd run it through the Badger still.
Right.
I forget the purity rating, but it was super purified.
Yeah, it was.
I think most people don't realize that at a certain purity level, water will not conduct electricity.
Correct.
Yeah. So we do, when we make the colloidal silver, you do need to muddy it up somehow. And I actually use Himalayan salt as well, granulated.
Right.
And it works very well. And you don't need hardly any. I just throw a pinch in there. I make 3/4 of a gallon at a shot.
Okay. Well, what I'm doing is using half-gallon mason jars.
Yeah.
And that seems to work real good.
Yeah.
I only made 1 gallon so far. I could make another 2 with the jars I got, but I was actually saving them. I need to get some more here soon.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to make up a big batch of chili and put 2 gallons of chili away in half-gallon jars, and I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I think cases of ball jars are a very good thing to load up on right now.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time I've got some spare money and I happen to be in Walmart, I do get a case of them.
Yeah, good. And what was I going to say? I forgot. Going slow.
All right, say that again, buddy. I missed it. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm saying I forgot what I was going to jump to, but I'm going slow this morning. I had a big day yesterday.
Well, good.
Oh, I know. I think that at some point silver's going to shoot way up, possibly soon. And you got to have silver to make silver. I can't imagine living out here, or anywhere for that matter, without colloidal silver. So
I
think it's a good idea to stock up on your silver.
I agree.
And I like the wire. I like the 12-gauge wire. 99.99% pure. And I get it from Atlas Nova. They're on the net.
Okay.
They're good folks. And I use about, I make an electrode about 6 inches long.
Right.
And the more, oh, by the way, the hotter that water is, the higher the PPM. Now, you can get extremely high PPM with like 211 degrees. I don't go near that hot. What I do is heat it to the same temperature you would make yogurt at, which always was you put your finger in the water, and when you can hold it in there for 10 seconds and not much more, that was right for yogurt. Well, that's what I do with colloidal silver, and that works fine.
Okay. Well, we've been using, you know, distilled water to make it. It's very cheap and easy to get.
Yeah. Now, when the solution gets kind of a silvery color, you're in the ballpark. That's about right. Well, not strongly silver, but it takes on kind of a silvery haze. You're probably familiar with it.
And, right. Well, I'll tell you what I did. Mine didn't appear to be doing much, and I went in the bedroom, watched a movie with Lori, came back out, and I've got a gallon of colloidal silver that looks like really, really strong coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like coffee on the boat.
I'm sorry, what was that, Tim?
I said, you know how, you know, that coffee on the boat that you could stand a spoon up in and it would stay still.
Yeah.
You know, that's what my two jars look like.
Yeah.
So I overdid it, but I don't think it'll hurt a thing.
The good old days.
Yeah.
Here I am, a kid. I'm 19 years old, and I'm on the helm. I've got the rudder and stern planes.
Right.
And amazing. Hardly believe that happened to me, but it did.
Oh, yeah, that is amazing. You know, even, you know, that many years ago, you were still driving about $5 billion worth of submarine, you know, which would probably be $100 billion now. Who knows? But, kid, what a responsibility.
And a kid to boot. Amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, there are times I miss it, Dan, but there's a whole lot of times I don't, buddy.
Oh, yeah. And, I'm glad we touched on that. We've never talked too much about it. One more thing I wanted to mention was, you know, we've got to have protein.
Yes.
You might not have enough animals around at times. I have an old book. It's called The Comfrey Report, and it breaks down comfrey. You know, comfrey has all the amino acids in it.
Okay.
And tryptophan and the others. And it's a complete protein. I don't like the taste of it much, but in a pinch,
right,
chopped up real fine, minced, and put in a soup, why not?
Right.
Now,
well, I agree.
Comfrey's up about, as I recall, about 27% protein. Extremely high. And,
wow, I didn't know it was that high.
That's correct. And the next thing down, at least in the list I have, is lentils. Now, they
right.
as well are complete protein. When I was a kid, the lentils we had were a dark kind of brownish-green. I never liked them much. But
right.
there's also out there a smaller lentil, you know, they look like tiny flying saucers, actually. And
right.
they have a golden lentil. Now, the taste is very nice. I like those. And they cook quicker because they're smaller, apparently. And
okay.
And they store very well for a long period. So
it
might be a good idea to have the lentils around. You know, for soups and stews, whatever you can.
You know, that is one item that I completely forgot about, even though I knew about them. I grew up eating them. That is one item that I completely forgot about, Dan, to put in our stores. And I'm gonna remedy that.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Also, I'm sorry, hon, what?
I told him his wife already remedied that situation. There is lentils down in our storage area.
Oh, cool.
You're connected, what do you know?
Yeah, well, when I'm making made soup, I like to have lentils in them. So it really adds a nice flavor to the soup.
Yeah, good. Now, also, split peas are also, believe it or not, they're a legume. They're complete protein. Now, they're a little lower in percentage of complete protein. They're like 12% or somewhere down there, 11%.
But right.
Dried split peas.
Okay?
Yeah.
That would work for me.
Works for me.
Absolutely. Hey, Dan, I got a question for you, completely off the wall, but since you're in Hawaii, I've never been there. I'm just curious, how good is the fishing down at the ocean where you're at? Or do you ever go down to the coast?
Oh, it's tremendous. Oh, yeah.
Good.
They go out and get big fish. One is called Alua, and it can be almost as big as a swordfish. It's delicious. They don't catch a lot of them, but they do catch them.
Right.
And then they have, in closer, they have these rockfish that never go out very far. And that's very good fishing. And that you've never seen before. But they're all edible for the most part.
Right. I was just curious about that. You know, I wish I had a source of saltwater fish where we live, but of course that's impossible. But, I don't really care for freshwater fish, neither does Lori. But, man, I would love, there's a lot of detractions to living near a coast.
Yeah.
If there was somewhere you could live way up high and then go fishing on a, take a day and go fishing, that would be great.
Well, that's the Big Island of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Right there. There's people here on the Big Island that live up about 6,000 feet. And then in an hour or less, you can be down on the coast.
Wow. That is incredible. That is
incredible.
There's
snow in the winter. And never freezes here. And never gets above about 86, 87 where I am. I'm at 1,000 feet.
Right.
So not much of a change or variance in temperature where I am. Right now it's a little after 6, and it's about 73 degrees in my living room, and the house is not heated at all. It's ambient temperature.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's really cool. Sounds like you got it made there, buddy.
Yeah, I've been here 23 years, and I put in permaculture long ago. I've got lots of fruit trees and summer and winter avocados, and most of the subtropicals I've got growing here.
Right. You got any mangoes?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They don't
I grew up.
They don't do
mangoes
too well up here, but they do okay.
Yeah. Now, at one time when I was young, 8 or 10 years old, I could name you all 126 varieties of mangoes. Not anymore. I don't remember them.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there's a lot of them. Years ago, in the mid-70s, I came over and hitchhiked around the island. I had actually been here when I was in the Navy. I flew down with a shipmate. We rented a car and drove around the island. I fell in love with it. And then I came back when I got out of the Navy, and I hitchhiked around the island. And there's a big park in Hilo. It's called Liliuokalani Park. It's full of these giant old mangoes. They're probably 100 years old. Huge trees. And I literally lived on mangoes in that park for 5-6 days.
You could absolutely do it. Okay,
yeah,
Dan, we've got a break. Appreciate the call, buddy. When we get back, we're going to Sioux in Arkansas. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. See you, folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
To Rural Survival here in RBN, and it is caller's choice. The number is 1-800-313-9443. And right now we're going to go to Susie in Arkansas. Susie?
Good morning.
Good morning.
There's several things now. When it started out, I just wanted to comment about one thing, but so many things. So anyway, about the comfrey, Did that last caller say that he got the information from a thing called the Comfrey Report?
I didn't catch that, Susie. If he did,
well, I wish he would call back in and say for sure. Anyway, I do know that comfrey is and Tim, if you could make a poultice for your ankle with the comfrey. It also has another name known as bone knit.
Right. And I have got some that my friend Jimmy at Desert Eagle Shooters gave me, and I am using it.
Wonderful. You know, I the first time I ever got bitten by a recluse was on my ankle, right where the foot and the ankle come together. And before
right.
I realized there was something really wrong, I had a crater right across my ankle like a smile, and it was fire red.
Oh, boy.
And I had an older friend, and I asked her, what do I do? And she said, stuff it with comfrey. And, oh, man, it took care of it in no time. And there's not even a scar. And, I mean, I thought I might lose my foot.
Wow.
So, comfrey is marvelous, marvelous stuff. And apparently, before World War II, it was used a lot in Germany. But they burned some of the books about it.
Right.
So people here don't realize how marvelous it really is. Then the other thing
I was... Well, it seems to be working for me.
Oh, yes. It's marvelous. I mean, it is just a marvelous plant. And the other thing I was going to say about the lentils, if you sprout them
right.
and they sprout so easily, they cook easier in less time, and it just multiplies their food value.
Wow. Now that I didn't know.
Oh, anytime you sprout something, you are absolutely multiplying the, and it's huge. It's huge. It's not just a little bit.
Right.
And
that is excellent. That's something to remember.
Oh, yeah. The sprouts are something we really need to be putting in our stash. and also, early in the program, you mentioned about Trump partying with Soros over the 4th. I heard it both ways. I heard that Trump and his daughter and son-in-law were partying at Soros' establishment. Then I heard that it was just the daughter and son-in-law, and they went and spent 4th of July with Soros' son, or apparently they're fairly good friends. Anyway, that's
apparently so. Yeah, apparently so. And it makes you wonder. It really does.
Oh, I know. I know. If we only knew for sure. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention was about what Rick talked about, what was it, about 3 weeks ago, he talked about the mint lighter method.
Right.
And yeah. I told my brother all about it. And he was like, oh, okay. So he went and watched the video, and he called me back all excited. And right away he had already ordered the mix, and he's already using it. He's so excited about it.
Wow.
And I wanted Rick to know that, and I wanted other people to. And he said there is so much information on that video, and that's exactly what Rick had said.
If you do me a favor, hang on through the break, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back in 4 minutes. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN with Tim and Lori Spencer. It is Caller's Choice. The number is 1-800-313-9443. And we are speaking with Susie in Arkansas. Susie, you still there?
I am.
Hello?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Go ahead.
I think my voice is trying to go away.
What? Was there anything you wanted to talk about, Susie?
Well, Tim asked me to hang out, and I wondered if he had another question or something.
I'm sorry. I'm hearing you.
I said Tim had asked me to hang on through the break, and I wondered if he had another question or something. I'd also like to know where this gentleman got the information about the proteins in the plants, and not that I'm sure he it's very true, but I'm just curious where he got it, because I'd like to be able to access that.
He said it was in a book that he had found. Which a lot of books anymore that have come out usually they say how much protein and stuff is in things. You might even look inside. I found that some of the newer cookbooks have it as well, Susie. So that's an option to look for.
I sure appreciate all the tips that Rick puts out there. Like he was talking about the beets, and I have a friend.
She's gone.
Okay. All right. We're going to. Thanks for calling in, Susie. We're going to go to Tom in Utah. Tom, are you there?
Hey.
Good morning, Tom.
Yeah. Good morning. And by the way. This, as a comment on the lentils and the chem, you know, the plant source of protein. Of course, all plants have all the amino acids. Quite frankly, just in low levels. But when you're actually living on the plant food, your digestive system is much more efficient. So even though you may think you're getting less protein than you get out of meat, the absorption of those acids or amino acids is far higher when you're dealing with plant-based proteins. I mean, a cow grows, you know, to be, I'm an old rancher, dairyman in the past. The cow makes way up to, what, 2,000 pounds or 4,000 pounds just living off of plant material. So you'd think, well, gee, if they're going to be protein deficient, we better be feeding hamburgers to our cows. But again, if you're living on a plant-based protein, and by the way, the sprouted lentils is really awesome. Your efficiency and absorption is so much higher, you don't need to worry about being protein deficient. But the other thing I want to mention, other people have probably heard me on RBN before. I'm the scientist who identified a poisoning issue that impacts about one in out of every 10 family or individuals in the United States. Families living in manufactured or mobile homes are at risk of being injured because of design. I have that up on a website. I don't know if you've heard me discuss this before, but since a lot of our preppers and a lot of our rural families are living in manufactured mobile homes, I just want them to check the data that I have on gassingamerica.com, and they can remedy their own problem. What the federal government did in 1976 is they ordered the entire manufactured mobile home industry to violate code in terms of ventilation, and they put a breathing air, what's called a blend air intake, on the roof, only 3 feet away from the exhaust of their furnace, and in some floor plans, the water heater right next to it. So there have been thousands and thousands of families that have been injured and not understood why, because they've been breathing the fumes of their own furnace. So any of my preppers or patriots that live in manufactured homes or mobile homes, look at the data on gassingamerica.com and make sure that you remedy the problem so you're not being injured through that federal government mandated violation of code. I don't know if you've both of you have seen or heard my information or not. But anyway, when you get a chance, make sure you look at that. By the way, I am a vegan.
We have, and you've mentioned it a couple of times on our show, and we appreciate the information. I'm sure people with mobile homes or if they're listening have hopefully gotten it checked out. And you also said there at the end that you're a vegan?
Yeah, I have been for the last 27 years. See, I'd worked in pathology, both veterinary and human. And every disease organism I ever cultured in the lab comes from an animal. And in spite of what a few other people tell you, there is absolutely no need to consume animal, especially when things are tough, because you don't want to be dealing with the viruses and bacteria and the parasites that come from the animals. There is no virus, bacteria, or parasite that survive in plant material. So if you're, you know, dealing with tough times, the best way to get your protein all your nutrients is to get it out of the plant kingdom. As soon as you cross that line into eating animal, you reduce the efficiency of your intestinal tract, your digestive system, plus you add the risk of infection from the animals. And when you're having a tough time surviving, you don't want to be sick. You know, it's fine to have your silver preparation along with you for any emergency, but on the other hand, it's better to reduce the risk of emergency by not wrapping your lips around an infectious piece of food. And by the way, most people are infected as they're preparing the animal food, you know, because you violate medical protocols by putting your bare hands on a bloody carcass. And I would never allow you to do that in my laboratory or in the surgical theater. Most people don't realize it, but the pathway of infection into the family is through the mother who's handling the hamburger or handling the raw animal, and simply thinking she can get away with washing her hands. We do not allow that in the surgical procedures, right? You have to scrub, put on latex. You create a barrier. But we somehow allow mothers to ignorantly believe that if they just simply wash their hands, they're safe. Anyway, I didn't want to go down that road, but I just want to make sure people are aware of this trailer poisoning problem, because now is the time to remedy the thing and not in the middle of winter when you're being injured or the snow prevents you from fixing it.
It's true.
By the way, I do have my own personal story on my vegan lifestyle. In fact, I'm nationally famous with the title Vegan Cowboy. Since I was a rancher dairyman in the past, you know, when I became a vegan at age 49, that title was given to me by a radio announcer out here in Salt Lake. You know, he did it as a joke.
Right.
But you can go in and see that story. In fact, I ended up teaching the film industry. You know, Paul McCartney had me come and speak to his friends after Linda died of breast cancer. So I really encourage my patriots and my friends to get off the animal. They don't need the animal protein. The cow doesn't need it. The elephant doesn't need it. Neither do we. You know, it tastes good, it is savory, but on the other hand, when you are really trying to survive, the best source of protein and all your nutrients is the plant kingdom. And then you don't have to deal with the viruses and bacteria and the parasites.
Right. Tom, I've got a question for you, because you're obviously an expert in this field. Let me see, I don't know quite how to ask it, but let me tell you what happened. I had a group of city kids go out in California, go to a petting zoo. This has been probably 10 years ago. And about a half a dozen of them died because they had never been exposed to the bacteria of farm animals. Now, do you think that we build up a resistance by being exposed to these animal-borne viruses and bacteria where it doesn't bother us since we've, you know, live with it constantly? I was wondering what your opinion was on that.
Well, I don't have to rely on an opinion. The fact is, when you're in contact with the animal, of course, the animal has these organisms as their normal flora.
Right.
The reason the animals don't die of these is because their body temperatures are higher. I'm talking about, you know, the mammals and the birds.
Right.
They're running a higher temperature, so these organisms are either necessary for their survival or they don't bother the animal because of their elevated temperature.
Okay.
The other side of that argument is true when you're dealing with the reptiles and the fish because they're cooler. What's really interesting, in my work in pathology, I will tell you, it's rather bizarre to understand that every disease organism that plagues man has a favorite temperature of maturation. That means the temperature at which they flourish, and that temperature happens to be the temperature of the only animal on the planet that runs at 98.6. Now, what is the animal that... Yeah. See, your dog is 101 to 103. Your cat is 103 to 105. Your birds are 107 to 118. That's pretty warm, right?
Right.
But you're the only animal that runs at around 98 degrees, and the temperature maturation preferred by all the organisms I ever cultured is your temperature. So it appears you are the target. So the way to actually immunize yourself or develop an immunity is to love your dog, love your cat, love your chicken, by the way, but don't eat it.
Understood.
In other words, what happens is the organisms that are in these animals, they only survive in the protection of that animal's tissue. Of course, the animal will excrete some of those organisms. They may even cough them out or, you know, spew them out, or it comes out in their mucus when they're from their nose and their, you know, and from their mouth. So the organisms will be on the surface of the animal, but in that surface, they will be exposed to light, oxygen, and cosmic energy, which are the arch enemy of these organisms. So in 4 seconds of direct sunlight, every virus that I ever worked with in the lab is neutralized or killed. 12 minutes is about the maximum time that's required for any large bacteria.
Right.
So the organisms that find their way to the outside of your pet, they die. Now, their carcasses are still there, but now your body has contact with that carcass. Your immune system can recognize the structure of that carcass and build up immunity to that particular bacterium or virus. So I tell people, love your animals. Do not curse a child by not allowing that child to have contact with the pets. Because in that contact, whether it's a cow or a pig or a chicken or a dog or cat or even a fish, that child is able to develop antibodies to those organisms simply by the physical contact. They're not contacting live organisms or viable organisms. They're contacting organisms that are on the way to death or dead. And they cannot harm that child. So... you know, it's kind of like in the Garden of Eden, Adam was, as the story was, he was given charge to name the animals, right?
Right.
But he was at peace with the animals. There's a lot of paintings depicting Adam with a lamb in his lap, right? And, of course, we also depict Christ with a lamb at his side. So in wisdom, we grew up with the animals in history. And by doing that, we are like the milkmaids that actually inspired the scientists into developing vaccines, blood of cows, right? The story of the milkmaids was that they handled these cows, pulling the milk for their owners. But most people do not know that the real story behind the milkmaids was they were never allowed to drink the milk that they drew from the cows because they were basically slaves. Milk was money. So these milkmaids handled these cows that had cowpox, which is, in fact, smallpox.
Right.
So they did not develop the smallpox when the rest of the community was plagued by these smallpox epidemics. The reality is these organisms cycle through virility. There are periods of time when the bacterium in the cattle are virulent. And that's when it takes down the population who consume that dairy. And even if these milkmaids had, you know, snuck a drink of milk, it would not have harmed them because they were already immunized the natural way to the cowpox, and they would not contract or become clinically ill with smallpox. So, you know, just in a simple term, love your animals. Keep your children in contact with them, but don't eat them.
Okay.
You know, love your chicken like my daughter, but don't eat it.
Now, our granddaughter has multiple pet chickens.
brings them in the house, carrying them in the house and everything else. But she's pushing 4 years old into this month, and her pet chickens are just something else. And she gets up in the morning. Yeah. That's one of the first places she runs is out to the chicken house to check on her chickens.
And by the way, the chicken is a very broad spectrum antibiotic, if you want to call it that, because chickens eat everything. They eat dead rats,
right.
And they eat, they're obligate carnivores, otherwise they can't lay an egg.
Right.
They eat insects, and they eat everything that they can find, and so they have the broad contact. In fact, every chicken I've ever cultured carries at least 120 disease organisms.
Wow.
You know, so by your, well, you know, my father and I used to run a poultry ranch. And we would have to take our animals and our eggs in and have them analyzed periodically. And there was no
right.
less than 120 different organisms that were disease-causing in man that we were always maintaining a record of their, what we call the teeter, the number of organisms per gram. So when
okay.
you know... When you know that the chicken as a obligate carnivore, it's a vulture, right? We call it the barnyard vulture. It
right.
has actually
already eat everything.
Contact with everything under the sun. So love your chicken. They're wonderful. They're 1 foot at controlling the insects, you know, the slugs and everything in your garden. I tell people, make a moat around your garden. Put your garden inside a fence, and then make another fence outside that fence, and that's your moat, and that's where you run your chickens. And while the tomatoes are still young, let the chickens go in there and get the tomato hornworms and the grubs, right?
Right.
Then once the tomatoes are on the vine and the chickens have eaten all the insects, then put the chickens in the moat, and then that prevents the grasshoppers and the other things from coming into your tomatoes.
That's neat. Hey, Tom, we got our final break. You're welcome to hold on through the break if you want to. Ladies and gentlemen,
sure.
We will be back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and We are speaking with Tom in Utah. Tom, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, my suspicion with the story of the children at the petting zoo
yes.
is not likely the children were made sick by having physical contact or outward contact with those animals. They probably had ice cream or a cheeseburger in that trip. And like in the three cases that I've been taken into, one in Waterton, Canada, up in Olympia, Washington, and down in San Diego, where there were infants or toddlers that died of E. coli, they were trying to blame it on the well water and Olympia, and also up in Waterton, they were trying to blame it on apple cider or apple juice in San Diego. But in each of those cases, I proved in the court that these children died of contact with dairy. In fact, the child up... Yeah, see, water cannot maintain a bacteria for any more than a few moments.
Right. But
milk is the primary vehicle of most of the infections that the Western culture suffers from. Because when you have a hamburger, what do? To that hamburger before you eat it? You cook it.
Right.
If you have a steak or if you have an egg, you usually fry it, right?
Right.
What is the one animal product that we never truly sterilize and we consume it? And that is milk.
Right.
And, of course, as a former dairyman, rancher, my dirtiest milk would go into the production of ice cream. And the reason they use the dirtier milk for ice cream is because you're going to freeze it. So that puts the bacteria in stasis or in static.
Right.
They don't multiply. And you know if you pull a carton of milk out of the refrigerator, even though it's been so-called pasteurized, you leave that carton of milk out on the table for a day, you want to drink it the next day. That's because the bacteria that made it through pasteurization multiply and turn that milk rotten.
Right.
So when we have dirtier milk in our milk production, we'll pull a batch of milk, and if it has a high count of E. coli or strep or staph or listeria, whatever, that milk goes into the production of dairy, ice cream, or cheese. Now, cheese, of course, the bacteria, they go through their maturation, and that, ultimately they die. The viruses don't, but the bacteria generally are dead in the cheese. But ice cream is really dangerous. If there's a bad batch of milk that it's made from, it can carry E. coli, the virulent strain that actually did affect and kill these children in those three cities.
Right.
So
well,
that's where that infection comes from.
I appreciate your call, but this is the end of the show. Please feel free to call back anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, Ori and I had a great time today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back same time, same network next week. And if you have a chance, visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. That's all for today, folks. Have a fun and safe weekend. Bye-bye.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.